G'day, Reece Dowden here, and welcome to the next episode of the Selection Bullet Points podcast, episode 12 this is. And if you're going to be doing selection, make sure you check out operatoredge.com/indefatigable-video, and you'll be able to watch a demo video of the course I offer to help people prepare. But let's get into today's episode. And today's episode is titled Haters, all right? And going for SF, you're going to get haters, all right? Really going for anything worthwhile in life will bring the haters out in force. I mean, some people, when they see you pursue your SF goal, will hate it and they'll just try and bring you down. And it's because of their own insecurities, right? That they are then putting on you. They're putting their own insecurities and deficiencies on you, and you really just need to let that go, right? And sometimes people don't even know that they're doing it. Like, some people don't even know that they're, sort of having a go at you and hating on you. You know, they'll put you down indirectly without even realizing it. But you really don't want to let others put their own fears onto you, all right? Don't let others dictate how you should feel about going for any goal, really, but in particular going for selection, going for special operations. I mean, haters will say, and I've heard it all before, haters will say all sorts of shit to you like, you know, I knew so-and-so and he was extremely fit and he still failed twice, right? They'll say things like, you're going for selection, you can't even swim or you can't even do this or that, whatever the case may be. But SF dudes are really smart and you're not. You barely passed Kapuka. What makes you think you can get through selection? There's no way you'll make it. You're too young. You're too old. Only infantry or arms corps guys make it, not mechanics or truck drivers or cooks, whatever the case may be. The fact is that many people don't like change and they don't like seeing others trying to better themselves and trying to improve themselves and really improve their whole lives and reach the peak of or the real top of their field. Like, some people just don't like that. These haters, they know they haven't got the courage to have a crack and don't want to see others actually go after and possibly achieve their special operations dream, as that will make them feel even worse. All right, maybe they've failed once and are trying to pass that failure on to you. Maybe they could never get over their own fear of failure and are jealous to see that you can, right? Simply by attempting selection. Maybe they're jealous at your work ethic or your commitment or your passion or your enthusiasm, whatever the case may be. All right, you don't want to let them bring you down. Don't let other people thrust their bullshit insecurities and jealousies onto you. All right, just don't bloody let them. And trust me, I heard it all before I attempted selection, and you know, it got worse the more times I failed. You know, people were saying to me, "You're too old," or "You had this medical condition or that medical condition when you were a child," or, you know, "You can't even run," or "You can't pack much that well," or "You haven't got enough experience. You're not even for an infantry. You're a reservist. You failed once. You failed twice. You failed three times." And if you've ever read any of the comments on my Facebook ads, you'll see that I still get plenty of haters now with my business and what I do helping others prepare for selection. And I mean, they say all sorts of just bullshit, really, really pathetic stuff, okay? And it's again, it's just these losers that are thrusting their insecurities or trying to thrust their insecurities onto me, and they're jealous of me in some way, probably, with the amount of shit that they put on the Facebook comments, which I don't actually even read anymore. It's not worth it. But they're just small-minded, scared little individuals who really haven't got the courage to pursue something that has an extremely high failure rate. But if you succeed, an extremely rewarding end state, all right, being special operations and the actual fucking job that you've wanted, probably wanted for a long time. So I ignore all the haters now, and I ignored them when I went for selection those multiple times. And you want to do the same, right? You must do the same. You know, talk about your selection goal to those who are keen on selection themselves or have maybe done it previously. Or you know that these people that you talk to the ones that are going to give you some positive encouragement, you know, some positive reinforcement and some feedback, all right? The ones that want to help you. Don't talk to people who are just going to criticize and try and dump their pathetic insecurities and jealousies onto you, all right? You're better than that. You've got an ambitious goal that you're trying to achieve. You want it, and that's all that matters. And you know what? It's all worth it in the end. Trust me. All right, so that's it for this podcast. Short and sweet, all about the haters and dealing with the haters. And trust me, you'll get it. You'll get those haters. You want to be able to deal with them. And whatever people say, you know, just let it go. Like I said, you've got a goal and go after it. And really don't give a fuck what anyone else says, right? You do the prep. Like I said before in previous podcasts, and I bang on about in my course, that everything on selection is trainable. You give yourself enough time and you know how and what to train, and you'll give it a good crack. Right? So if you want any help with that, or if you have any questions, make sure you reach out, reese@operatoredge.com via email. Hit me up on my Operator Edge Facebook page or via Instagram, reese_dowden. All right, that's it for this podcast. Once again, I want to thank everyone for all the support. I've had over 10,000 downloads now, so it's going really well, and a lot of people emailing and messaging me for some help. So make sure you do that if you need any help. And once again, thanks for all the support. Thanks for listening to this podcast, and I will see you in the next one. Thanks.